Hi there, it's Si Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest of my music features, and I'm back up at the Sub Pressure Studios up in Diggle, and I'm delighted to have been joined again by the three lads from Gardenback. So I'm joined by Jacob, Neil and Ellis. So hello again, lads. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Lots going on. I'm here mainly to talk about the epic Cotton Clouds Festival, which is creeping up on us gradually. You know, it's a matter of weeks away now. But firstly, we'll go back, because it's been a few months since I spoke to you, and I've seen you play a couple of times at the Night and Day in Manchester and at Hartmouth for Emerging North. So, how do you feel sort of your gigs have been going and your general progress as a band has been going this last couple of months?
The gigs went well. We really had a fun time playing both of them, actually. Progress has felt good. We feel we've been writing a lot the last month, really. We're trying to write a lot of songs, and we're getting some little ideas nailed down now. We're getting more, sending more and more to the set list, basically, to the point where we're not sure about which ones we want to include and which ones we can't at the time.
But like I say, Neil, I was at both those gigs at Night and Day at Hartmouth. And the reaction from the fans was sort of brilliant, you know, especially that day.
I think we really work on trying to get our live show as tight as possible.
Yeah.
And I think it has been getting better gradually. Mm. I'd like to hope.
So, right, okay then. So, sort of moving to the present day, Jacob, you've got a couple of gigs coming up. Unfortunately, we're just out of time for the one at Jimmy's. But you've got one in Liverpool. Tell us a little bit about
that.
Is that about the 22nd of July, is it?
Yes, it's on the 22nd. It's a place called Kelly's Bar in Liverpool. And on the day, it's Liverpool International Festival. It's like the after party.
Right.
It's quite nice because it's someone we've spoken to quite a lot on Facebook. Was in contact with the promoter.
Yeah.
And so it's just nice to kind of have someone reach out, but we want to come and play in Liverpool, and it kind of get fixed up.
Is it a venue that you've been to before? I don't think you've played there.
We've played in Liverpool once before, right. And it wasn't there, but last time. Not being to Kelly's, but we have friends up in Liverpool who've spoken to them about it a bit, and they seem to think it'll be quite a good night.
It's nice
to sort of play a gig out in another city, I think, because that'll be quite an adventure for us.
The other bands we're playing with are very good.
Who are they?
Strange Collective
and great bands. Really looking forward to playing with them. Two great Liverpool bands.
It's quite nice to go and play different crowds, you know. We recently played at Jimmy's with
Sauce
and Paige.
Yeah,
and they great lads, really nice gig, really good fun gig. And again, that was really nice to play with. They'd already sold out the show.
By the time
we got put on the bill, so we
the pressure was off in a way.
It was nice to nice to play.
Yeah, it was.
We'd never played to before, and it's.
It was nice, but
we really look forward to going to play in the city.
Good. Okay then, so obviously probably I would imagine the next one after that, Alice, is Cotton Clouds. Is it after that, the next one?
Cotton Clouds
August 12th. Everything's sort of in place for that, the tickets are flying out, there's not many left.
We're gearing up for that. Really excited for it, actually.
What's going to be the plan for the day? I don't suppose you've got a stage time or anything yet.
We don't know stage times yet. We're just planning at the moment. We're already sort of thinking a little bit about the set we're going to play for that.
Yeah.
And I think it's just going to be a case that we want to make sure. I mean, we try to make it the best one every gig, but I think this one feels, I don't know, we feel really excited for this gig.
Yeah, because it's Saddleworth and it's our home. We really want to win as much as people from where we're from. We just want to win a home audience.
We haven't actually played Saddleworth in.
Right.
I don't think we have. We haven't actually played
Saddleworth in all the Manchester and Leeds and stuff. And never actually in Saddleworth. For such a big gig for our gig in Saddleworth.
Due to the kind of enormity of it, I mentioned pressure before, will there kind of be nerves and a bit of pressure on you to perform with you being a local band?
I think...
Obviously, you know, it is nearly sold out, so you'd be, mm-hmm. there'd be loads of faces in front of you.
I think with the pressure aspect of it, like, none of us tend to do that bad with nerves about gigs until the day of it. And actually, I've generally found myself weirdly more comfortable playing when I know the crowd a little less. I think I think sometimes it's kind of liberating to not have people, you know, in there. And I think I feel a bit freer sometimes. But
it'll be really good for that. I think the only thing we'll be nervous about is we've not really done many festival stages before. Yeah. That's the only thing with the sound, but I'm sure it's going to be great in the day. So
it sounds like they've got it all sussed out in terms of the logistics and stuff. So so what's the plan for you during the day? I mean, will you go around and check out some of the other huge acts that are on, you know, sort of later in the day?
Yeah, it's one of the great things about playing such a big event, isn't it? Like, obviously, as long as there's no big clashes, that, like, if we're on different stages or something. But
it'd be nice to catch Pins, and it'd be good to see Proletariat as well. We played them as well.
Yeah, there's plenty of, because of the Jimmy stage, there's so many little bands which are great, like the Rhythm Method.
Yeah,
I'm really looking forward to seeing
the Whip.
I'm glad you said that. Yeah, Bruce is listening, but what about the kind of more the bigger names?
Oh, like the
Nick Haywoods and your Coral and
the Coral is going to be like,
that's the thing I just really catered for everybody.
I'd love to see my 13-year-old self when I told them, like, all the Coral going to be playing in Salwa.
Do you anticipate maybe getting to, you know, be introduced to any of these guys that they call?
We'll say hello if we can.
Yeah, we've not particularly thought about it. We're not there with the objective to do so, though. It would be nice to meet people.
Yeah, we just want to play a good gig and win over as many people as we can.
We're trying to
give ourselves a good outing, if you know what I mean?
We're kind of focusing a lot on where we're going to play, and then after that, I think the day's going to be great, no matter what happens. Yeah. There's just such a buzz around it at the moment.
Just hoping the sunshine as well.
Let's hope it's not like today. But, okay, then, so we'll kind of move on to the kind of final question, if you like, and it's, you know, recordings, and I believe you've been in the studio, you say, so what news can you tell us about, you know, have you got a single plan for it? So
we haven't actually heard them back yet. We're going into the studio quite soon to kind of
mix them.
So we're a little bit
back up at Volta Lab in Rochdale
with
Jamie again.
Jamie Allsop.
Again, we had a great time recording. We recorded a couple of songs. We're not too sure on release date yet. I think there's going to be one out in the not too distant future.
Because we think that might, whilst we kind of mix one.
Yeah.
Well, there's one of them we've been playing live as well a lot, and the other one's a song that we wrote quite recently and just really liked and took it into the studio pretty quickly for writing, didn't we? I think it could be nice to put that into the set a few more times, see how it goes, and then
so maybe the one that you are releasing, maybe get it out in time for Cotton Clouds, or is that too soon?
It should be out before Cotton Clouds,
That'll be the plan.
Any name for the song yet, or are you giving up all your chest?
No, we can say that. We played the song Bulldogs a couple of times, and it's got a pretty good
reception.
It's got a good reception.
I think I remember that one.
Yeah, most of the gigs we played at, it's got good feedback, and it's a lot of fun to play because it's so fast. It's a nice one to record, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. A lot of fun to get out there.
Good stuff. Okay then, lads, that's fantastic. So I'll keep in touch, and obviously I'll see you at Cotton Clouds if I don't see you before. So thanks very much.
Cheers. Thank you, Simon.
Cheers.
Thanks for chatting.
Thanks.